This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hey, man.
That is the sound of me buttering my second breakfast of the day.
Yeah, class girl.
Oh, delicious. Can you hear
that? You'd just be so hungry, wouldn't you, when you get up
earlier?
Oh,
my God. Like, I don't know how... Like, Callum and Dave. Dave, I've never seen him eat. Callum, he waits till after the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, when we get in here at 6, I'm ravenous. I could eat my breakfast then.
Yeah.
So I had my porridge and now I'm having a little fruit toast situation.
And come here, what time would you have your dinner in the evening?
It depends. I actually do end up having it kind of late. Like,
that's what I'd often almost deliberately do to try and keep me going till 9 a.m. I'd be like, hold off on dinner a little
bit. That's smart. Because I feel like obviously we have our naps. Yeah. We bond over that. We do. Yeah. We have a little nap. And then like by the time you wake up again, you get all your bits done, you walk the dog, et cetera, et cetera. Like, it's kind of 8 p.m. when I have my dinner, which I know is bad.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Because we've all the time in the world compared to most people who work 9 to 5s, but actually the routine is messy as it gets.
It is,
really.
Yeah. I'm kind of waiting for it to regulate.
Quick one for you. I got a voice note, a very angry voice note. I was thinking, would I play it? But then I was like, oh, she'd be annoyed at me. My sister was just so furious leaving a shopping centre yesterday. It was the weirdest thing. I had to laugh, but she just sent me a voice note going, I'm sorry, I'm just so mad. My sister's 2 kids. So she never really but rarely we get the opportunity to go off on our own without them pulling off her. But anyway, they were up at their granny's for her party. And she said, I was feckin'. I said, I'd take the opportunity. I have nothing to wear at the moment. I haven't like bought myself anything new in months. She's like, I'm going to tear up to Man Point in Cork.
Love it. Yes.
And I'm going to go at this now for an hour and just get a few freshened bits just for work. Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what the fuck are we wearing at the moment?
Like,
she's like, I love your little cool like corset top, babe, but I can't wear it to work tomorrow morning.
I know.
She was like, and do you know what? I'm so with her. I was like, what do we wear anymore?
I look around the shops and because like you look on Instagram and see like everyone looks stunning. Everyone has these gorgeous outfits put together. And then you go into the shop and it's just not like computing. No. I feel like people are ordering their clothes on like a French website or something. Mm. I don't know.
I just feel as well like you have to have the sense to be able to put an outfit together.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes I think I can in my head, but I won't try it on. And then I'm like, ah, it looks great. And like on a Spanish beautiful model, but not on me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I like that as well. Then I'm a divil if like I'm very, very, very influenced by like clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
So if I see something and I'm like, no, you're here though to get something for work.
Yeah,
but maybe I'll be invited to a black tie event in 2027. Maybe.
Sometimes the clothes speak to you.
Yeah.
And you have to answer. What does Laura do? Is it like a casual situation?
No, she works in social care. So she'd need to be like somewhat...
put together.
Cash, like, you can make it cool. Like, it doesn't have to be like suity or anything.
I mean, I'm a fan of a cardigan at the moment.
I know. Do you know what? But where do we get them?
This is actually just from Dunn's.
Okay.
And it's just like basic.
I kind of want a long, flowy kind of, thick knit one.
That's lovely.
Like heavy.
Yes.
That's what I have in my head, but I can't find her.
Hmm.
Do you know that thick knit?
I know.
Like, not woolly, almost kind of cold.
I got an, kind of holy almost. Kind of like Nicole Kidman when she's like playing the mom and she's like wrapping her cardigan around herself.
Exactly,
being like,
but like down to below the hip. You know, like,
maybe be checking on like a bit of Vinted, bit of Depop's. Well, Depop's gone to the fucking dogs. Check Vinted.
Is it because Vinted's taken over?
I don't know. For ages, Depop has just been like you type in, like, say, if you're looking for, I don't know, something specific. Say, if you're looking for like a vintage knit, and everything that comes up is just Shein. Like, it's just obviously like fair enough. Whatever, people want to resell their Shein stuff on it, but it's like the search engines don't really work anymore. But Vinted is good.
Amazing.
Check it out.
I need to give it a go. That's the only place my fella shops Vinted.
Oh my God, he sustainable king.
But nowhere else. I think he just has it because he'd be kind of like nervous. He hates shops that give him anxiety.
Yeah.
He can't go shopping or whatever. But it's just his place. It's almost like the app knows what he's looking for now.
Oh my God, that's great.
But he's the kind of guy that he'd spend, say for example, if there's a pair of shoes, right? He's after getting himself a pair of shoes for work. And I was like, what are you doing spending 190 quid on them? They're secondhand. And he's like, no, like on the website, they're 500 euro.
Whoa.
But those shoes will do him for 6 years. Like,
unreal.
He won't put anything else on his feet going to
work. Big investment. I'm jealous of those people who've been collecting stuff for ages and now they have an amazing wardrobe. But it's like,
and their wardrobe's really clean and organised and not overpacked because everything's good.
Yes, and you buy one thing at a time.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what you need. Hone in on that cardigan and just buy one. And like, that can be the start of a new beautiful clothing journey.
I'm excited. I'm actually really excited.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Another week has rolled around. What's the crack?
As they tend to bloody do.
I'm worried, or maybe not worried, about Dublin's pigeons.
Oh God, that's always a concern.
Honestly, I think about pigeons every day because I deal with them every morning. I've never brought it to the show before, but you know what? Today is the day.
Yeah.
They're either getting real deaf.
Oh.
Or getting real ballsy.
Just fearless. They're fearless.
One or the other. I would say each morning my journey is delayed probably in total by 2 to 3 minutes from literally coming to a halt to be like, excuse me, pigeon.
I know.
Do you mind moving?
You're playing chicken
with
the pigeon.
And then sometimes I'm always like, isn't that whole thing you should never stop and cause, like, you know, another accident by stopping quickly for like
a pigeon? Of all things, yeah.
But, you know, every life is equal, etc.
Amen.
And I would always try and make an effort to stop. But even when you're crawling and you're like, mate, come on, you give them a little beep, they ignore you till the very last second. I can't imagine living my life that much on edge. Like, it's at the time, like, it's 10 past 6 in the morning.
I know, it's like, what's even down there? Like, someone's L chip. Like, it'll still be there when I drive away.
Yeah, I think they're just obviously trying to gorge up before the roads get too crazy for them to have a bit of crack.
They want the streets themselves. God bless.
It's
true. Totally get that.
Playing a game of curbs before the roads get too busy.
How many times have you ducked when, like, a pigeon or a seagull flies towards your...
So dangerous.
I know. I do it every time.
More
and
times
I'm like,
than
what?
I care to admit.
It's so bad.
Yeah. A friend of mine had a big swerve the other day in a car park. Now she's going 2 kilometres an hour and everything was fine in the end. But I was like, what happened to you? Why did you get such a fright? She was like, there was a wasp. I thought he was in the car, but he was actually outside the window.
Oh, my God. Let's
do it. Summer's number one hit music station. What's the crack? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave's in his Holliers. Callum's away today. So I reckon we'll get away with the worst bits of the
week,
actually.
I think surely. Yeah.
Oh, I hear this accent coming through my headphones.
What a week it was. Everybody had a fantastic time at All Together Now. It was a 4-day week and Dave's on his holidays now, but it can't all be good things.
Oh,
I
God
welcome
sake.
You to the worst bits of last week.
Hey!
He needs to get a life.
He's a magic man. Magic man. Not even here in studio this morning. Okay, producer Colin with the worst bits of last week.
First of all, a rare worst bits appearance for me where I decided to take the side of landlords over a Hoover. I don't believe that you should be asking the landlord to fix the Hoover. I think you have to own your own Hoover.
This man.
Oh my God, you are such a
licker. This man is the most landlord licker
no.
I've ever met.
Up the landlords.
Up the north.
I mean, I'm glad he acknowledges that was problematic, but I'm also almost like embarrassed that he's brought it to the listeners' attention again.
Again. Well, do you know what? I mean? At least it makes sense to you listening why he's not here today.
Yeah, he's fired.
Yeah, to go and have a think about things for a few days. Mm-hmm.
Dave was trying to get some free healthcare advice on the show last week, and someone got in touch who I don't think is actually a doctor. We probably need to check their credentials.
Dave, this is Dr. Martin O'Brien. You'll be fine. Don't be worrying. Please send the tickets down.
One of my favourites ever.
To be fair, that is what most GPs say when you go in and spend 80 euro. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Give me the 80 quid.
Give me them tickets.
The cash machine last week was a record breaker, €255,000. So good, Dave decided to call it sexy and hit up his best sexy accent.
And boy, is it the sexiest amount of money I've ever seen on a sheet in front of me.
Oh yeah, babe. Talk about it with the sexiness it deserves.
What's a sexy accent?
Ladies and gentlemen, €255,000. I've said a big amount, huge amount, crazy money, stupid money. Wouldn't have happened during Biden.
Oh, God.
So good.
That impression is just on his, like, top button these days. He just can't not.
And I love it every single time.
So
and finally, Fiona decided to take a bite of a bananas and toast just before she was about to talk about, funnily enough, weird food. And this was the result. She decided to die midway through the show.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard. We give ourselves the impossible. Excuse me.
Oh, she's dying. Oh,
fever.
This is why you shouldn't eat breakfast before a radio show.
Yeah. Just,
and banana. It's the.
No, it's so true. I've always said that.
So good.
I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of last week. I'm somewhere in Athlone right now.
Ooh.
I'll be back on Wednesday. Try not to do too many more worst bits while I'm gone.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, that's punishment enough for him after that landlord chat, being an Athlone.
Well, I'd tell you one thing. I lived there for a time before and I did not call it Athlone. I called it Athlonely. That is how I felt when I was there. Here's new Tate McRae now. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Awesome. And Dirty Cash on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Happy Monday, if that's a thing. Maybe okay, it is in
your
world.
Let's make it. Let's just speak it into existence. Mm-hmm. Monday is the happiest day of the week.
Ah.
All right. Yeah, you know, let's just make it so. You've probably seen on his press tour, PR trail for Naked Gun, Liam Neeson has been doing the rounds. And obviously there's a lot to talk about. He's in a new relationship with Pam Anderson. She's putting lip balm on him on a chat show. They're doing Titanic on some boat in what looked like Venice. I don't know. They're having an absolute ball. There's all sorts of things to be asking him about if you are a journo doing these press junkets.
I must say though, before I there's so much of them, it makes you realise, Janie, and like obviously we saw it with Ariana during the Wicked
PR trip.
But my God, the amount they have to do to promote a movie, it's a lot. Like,
it's
isn't
insane.
It?
And I suppose maybe the journalists who are involved feel that pressure as well, and they're trying to ask them something
different,
new. So I think about, paint yourself a picture of who you know Liam Neeson to be, what his identity is, what topics you might discuss with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now you listening, and Emma, of course, you're about to hear a clip, journalist asking Liam Neeson if he knows of a certain cultural phenomenon. The cultural phenomenon will be revealed within the clip. But why don't you have a listen to this and see if you can guess what this journalist is asking him about.
Okay. Do you know what this is?
I'm not clear.
What could that be? I wonder. What could you be showing Liam Neeson?
No. Seriously, I don't know.
That is a labubu.
Okay. It's a fluffy doll. Can you eat it?
That is the question. Can you eat it? No. It's good for absolutely nothing, unfortunately. Luckily, this clip
To be honest with you, if Liam if we were ever lucky enough to be in the presence of the man, and producer Callum said to me, now you're going to pull out a labubu and you're going to ask Liam Neeson. What I actually would just be like, no, I'm too scared.
I know.
I'm too scared.
It's kind of given like asking Cillian Murphy what's in his chicken fillet roll. Do you know what I mean?
Just
it's
like, have a bit more respect for the man.
But I guess it's for like that viral reaction, and I mean he certainly followed through. He was deeply, deeply unimpressed. But it kind of got me thinking of just mad things that celebrities have been asked by Jerry. You probably saw this one over the weekend on Friday. I think this came out. Mariah Carey, would you like to venture a guess what she was asked about?
Oh, probably the usual. What time of the year is it, August? When do you start defrosting for Christmas?
Yes, that would be good. No, she was asked about this.
Would you fancy going to space? You know, like Katy Perry did.
Did she go to space?
Mm-hmm. Not for long. I think it was...
Where'd she go?
Space? Where did she go?
Huh? Into orbit and back? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, kid.
All right, Katie.
The reaction is just everything.
Yeah,
she's just
brilliant.
She was later asked, like, would you do it? And she said, I think I've done enough.
Yeah.
Which I agree, girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sir Ian McKellen, Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, loads of on-stage accolades and on screen. Big, very respected, very serious actor in the UK. What do you think someone asked him about?
Do your best Gandalf impression.
Very good.
Something like that.
No, it could be that. No, it was this.
Do you like Charlie XCX? Oh, I can't get enough of him. Them.
Very good.
Inclusive King representing the non-binary icons, of course. And now finally, this is a throwback. This goes back to the times when a journalist would ask female pop stars about, like, you know, what was in the news or wars or whatever.
Trying to make them feel silly.
Trying to make them look stupid when they're out to promote their album or they're out to promote whatever. So this was Destiny's Child. I think this was back in like 2004, 2005 on
almost
a red
carpet. What's the story with the budget for America for the next 12 months?
Exactly.
Shut up.
Yeah, what are you going to do about the situation in Iraq kind of thing? Yeah, so what do you think they were asked about?
God, if you're asking that, I was going to... And immediately I was like,
which one of you is Becky with the good hair? I didn't realise it was that long ago. I don't know, something really pedantic and silly, some like statistics, some findings in the New York Times about homelessness statistics in New York.
I'm sure they were asked about that a separate time, but this time it was this.
What do you think the government should be doing about the foot and mouth epidemic?
We don't know anything about that. All we know is we just got
the
here.
Deadly virus that's decimating the nation's livestock.
Four-legged animals. Yeah. I watched that on the news, and I feel really, really bad about it. We all do feel really
bad. Didn't they kill like 40 million animals or something?
Whoa.
Is that Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce said, different. Didn't they kill like 40 million animals? And Michelle is who said, we all feel really badly about that. I mean, what are you going to say?
Yeah, yeah. People
You're
don't
really Destiny's get, Child.
People don't really get away with that anymore, do they?
No.
Like, if that behaviour from journalists went on today, they'd be absolutely ripped apart in comments
it'd be
on
like,
TikTok.
Girl, it's like, shut up.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, like,
a
I'm always
time.
Curious to know what people think of foot and mouth disease.
It's on my mind all the time. I'm surprised I haven't asked you yet, Emma.
Do you remember dipping your feet going into school into the bucket?
Yes! Oh my God!
So intensely, yeah.
It was honestly insane.
It was terrifying.
Always in our thoughts.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh yeah, I feel like my algorithm finally understands me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting served so much Captain Von Trapp content. From Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
You know the, like, mean, closed-off dad.
Oh, I know him.
Who, spoiler alert for anyone now who hasn't seen Sound of Music. If you haven't seen Sound of Music, just turn the volume down for a second. He ends up with Julie Andrews. They get married and she becomes mother of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like so many people, I didn't know so many people thirsted over him, over Christopher Plummer, the actor who played Georg Von Trapp.
Georg. Yeah,
Georg. What a first name.
Do you remember when I got so scared of him? When, do you remember your one, what was her name in it? As in Julie Andrews' name.
Maria.
Maria.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yes.
Do you remember when she made all the kids real fun clothes?
Out of curtains.
Out of curtains. Yeah. And they went off having a ball of a day. And then they were climbing trees and all. And then he was on his way home with his new fancy lady.
Yes. And then Baroness.
They were all after falling into the lake. And they hop up and he lines them all up with his whistle.
Oh my God, the whistle was terrifying.
It's awful. Anyway, it's so weird. But anyway, do you remember how scary he was when he was like...
Yeah, he was like, do you mean to tell me my children have been trolling Vienna in drapes or something like that?
Yes.
He went crazy, but obviously she found his softer side. And this like Instagram carousel that I've been served, it just says your birth month equals your fictional husband.
Okay.
So it's going like January, February, March, April as the months go on. But they're all just pictures of him.
Oh, right there.
It's just everything.
So everyone.
Like no matter what happens, I'm going to end up, I mean, this is a pretty good one.
Okay, which Georg is May? So five in.
Oh yes, let's get in. Oh, this is going okay.
So fifth
May. Oh, he's looking longingly up the stairs.
Oh, lovely.
I feel like maybe that's like the first time he sees her and he realizes, wait, this is love. And I'm October. He's looking out proudly, like he's so proud to be from. Where are they from? Switzerland?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hate to, again, it brings spoilers if you haven't yet indulged.
It's a new film.
In the Sound of Music. But it's kind of an ending that's left. Open-winded in terms of what actually happens.
Yeah,
to them.
They take to the hills, and I hope they're okay. They're based on a real family, actually.
Yeah.
And I think they ended up just fine.
Oh,
so
good.
I like to think
the worried me thought that maybe it didn't work out very well for them after all.
Yeah,
that.
Look, it's not ideal up there. You're up in a mountain.
Well,
kind of hoping for the best.
Yeah.
But shout out, Georg and the kids were fine.
All I'm getting lately is Lindsay Lohan and the actress who played the scary stepmother in.
Oh my God, in Parent Trap. Yes. I don't know her name, but she hasn't aged a second.
Not a single day. This is Spitz.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Will I say our most in-sync claps ever?
Oh my God, who knew? The only thing that the claps needed was for Dave to not be here.
We're obviously a couple of clappers down with Callum away and Dave away this morning, but we will give this a lash. Dave has left us his questions for Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. And Sandra is on to bed this morning. Come here, did you have a good weekend?
It's all good, yeah. It was a waste weekend.
Oh,
gorge.
We went down to La Hinch. My friend was 50, so a big gang bus went down. It was brilliant.
Unreal.
Oh, stunning.
Did you do any surfing?
No.
No. I remember the first time I ever camped, I was going out with a fella when I was about 19, and he was like, we're going away for the weekend. And I was so excited, you know, big deal for me. And we ended up sleeping in the back of his van on La Hinch Beach. And I just thought, you know what, lads?
I've made it.
This is it.
This is true romance.
Romance ain't dead. It was actually pretty class, to be honest, but I thought we were going off somewhere real fancy.
Oh, God.
So listen, we'd love to sort you with a 5 IMC Cinema passes this morning.
Okay.
All right, here's how this works.
Okay, Sandra, have you heard this game before?
Just a few minutes ago.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's all you need to know. Basically, Dave is on holidays, but he's left us 5 questions, and you basically have to just answer something different to him. So say, for example, if Dave says, name any primary colour, you wait for the 3 beeps, and on the 3rd beep, you say red. Now, if Dave has written red, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if he has written yellow, you get 1 IMC Cinema Pass, and you'll work your way up 4-5. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Amazing.
It's a bit of crack this morning. As we said, he has left us this. He's not even in the country, so let's kick off.
Round 1. Name a country in Europe.
Ireland.
And I have written down Spain.
Woohoo! All right, good excellent, God. Sandra. That is 1 IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yes, please.
Ah, yeah.
Round 2. Name a letter in the alphabet.
F.
F for Fiona?
No, F for sand.
S for sand.
Okay, here
okay,
we go.
She's got holidays
and
on
I
the
have
brain.
Written down X.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, see, he wanted you to win that one, Sandra. All right, 2 IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Round 3. Name a piece of stationery.
Envelope.
Oh, very good.
It qualifies, yeah. I'm sure. Let's check what he's left us.
And I have written down stapler.
Yay!
Whoa, 3-3. Sandra, you're absolutely killing it. That's 3 IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Oh, yes, please.
Come
might
on.
Well.
Go on, feeling lucky.
Round 4. Name a colour on the rainbow.
Ooh.
Indigo.
Yes, very good, good on you. I was like, ring out your great bells in victory.
And I have written down red.
Yes! You're into the final round.
Oh, he's so basic, that Dave, isn't he? Okay, that is 4 IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to enter the final round for a potential 5?
Oh, yes, please.
Yay!
Keep going.
Go on.
Good luck. Here we go. They tend to get a little bit trickier on the 5th one, so we're backing you here massively. Let's do this.
Round 5. Name any Irish music festival.
Saltfest.
Saltfest
in Donegal.
Oh yeah,
go on. Ah, you're dead right.
What's that? What, tell me about that festival.
We went up. It's in Donegal and Bunbeg, and it's a big festival, and it has all anything and everything plays on it. It's brilliant.
Okay, let's see what he's left.
This could be completely made up, but we're not going to check.
I have a feeling that you're going to be okay. Here we go.
And I have written down Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, he tried to get you with that last one, but you are a classy lady. You're on some alternative stuff, yeah. In Dunbeg and in Donegal. Bunbeg.
Bunbeg in Donegal, yeah.
Shout out to
them. Sounds like great crack. I mean, he's looked that up myself. Is there anyone like known that plays there? Is it more local people who are just brilliant?
No, there's absolutely loads. I can't think off
my
head, but no, they're brilliant. Yeah,
brilliant.
It is. It's great.
Well, listen, you're off to cinema 5 times or twice or once on your own. You got the odd number of 5 IMC Cinema Passes.
Bring the girls.
Ah, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's a girls' day, definitely.
Yay.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, hon. Have a great one.
Thanks, Sandra. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Just got the line up there for this, right? This festival. Sorry, sign me up for next year.
Really?
It's Salt Festival in Donegal. It happened in July, and some of the artists who played there this year, Tinchy Strider.
What?
You are number one. The stunning Switch Disco. The Sharon Shannon Big Band.
Go on.
It's quite an eclectic mix. New Era. The Luke Combs Experience.
Slay.
Hannah McFadden. I'm not sure her. Shauna Scanlon. There's a fantastic... DJ Marty.
I saw that. Is that our DJ Marty? We're going to need to find out. I couldn't click in to find out, is it DJ Marty of Guilfoyle fame or is there someone else moonlighting?
Hey, it's actually a camping festival as well.
Yeah, and listen to these prices. Sorry, God be with the days. Day tickets, €45.
Oh, hello, thank you.
Weekend tickets, €85.
What?
Weekend and camping, €90.
No, sorry, this is the best thing about Sult Festival in Donegal. Day camping. So that means...
Oh, just the one day and if you don't have to pay for the whole ticket.
Oh.
Sorry, can we go?
I'm 100%.
Sult Festival 2026, us and Sandra and the girls.
Bring it on.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just Eat.
Imagine you go to the picnic and you're like, you know, I wouldn't mind just staying tonight, but I'm going to head tomorrow on my day ticket. Just charging a fiver into the campsite.
Oh, stop.
Lads, come on.
That's what we need.
It's coming up on 8. Padraig, how are things on the roads this morning?
Hey guys, the North Circular Road.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hope all is well. What's the crack?
Good morning. How are you? Okay, I feel like I'm finally kind of getting comfortable here in the office. You may have heard last week I made some toast and ate it on the show. And I thought that was pretty good. I might do that again. So
what Fiona means by that is she's one of these people when she goes to the canteen, she wants to get in and out and, you know, not take up any space. And it makes me sad about Fiona because she needs to up the confidence
game. I have
issues. So her actually using the toaster and, you know, God forbid that someone else might want to use the toaster was a big step.
Well, it's just kind of like you're taking up time, you're taking up space, you're using resources, and that's just like it takes a while to feel comfortable to do that in a new place.
So I actually get what you mean. I'd feel the same. But
you know, that's why I was always bringing in self-contained breakfasts. But now, like, there's only so long you can be eating those bleeding overnight oats.
Yeah.
So I've decided the toast is going to be a regular fixture.
Yeah.
So I've brought in my own butter. Is it passive aggressive to write Fiona on that butter?
No, like, everyone in here is passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I actually thought, because I worked in offices before where the company might throw a bit of butter in the fridge,
yeah,
or whatever. Or actually, I worked in one place before where they delivered fresh bread every day.
What?
It was very sound of them. But yeah, here I remember thinking, ah, sure, butter's butter. Like,
yeah.
But no, you'd see like a name on the butter.
Because I feel like I don't mind if someone has some of the butter because it's only my office butter. I'm probably not going to have toast for breakfast every day. So I don't mind if someone shares. But then is it too long to write like Fiona, feel free to take, just don't get any crumbs in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that would happen, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't get an L raisin in there if you're having a
scone. What you need to realise is as well, here's a little trick for you. Over there, so obviously this is a big open plan office on this floor, but across from our desks, you might notice there's a mini fridge.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of just for people around here and people just keep their lunches in it. So I think the best place for that is the mini fridge rather than the big lad upstairs.
Oh my God.
More chances. Smart. Actually, I would say 100% success rate in terms of no one else using it,
really?
In that fridge. And you don't have to come across like a real passive aggressive bee.
That's so smart. That's just where we're spin our out for ourselves. You heard it here first, folks.
Okay, so the clock is majorly ticking. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. I've only got 5 more sleeps to go until this big old run that I signed up for many, many months ago with the intention of being really fit and healthy and ready to go for it at this stage. And lo and behold, I am not.
Oh, I can't deal with this.
I've been telling you about this. I mentioned it last week in the show. I was asking you, like, should I just pull out of this run essentially back in, I'm going to say, April. My pal was like, well, we sign up for the 16K run. Great motivation. And because I used to enjoy a little bit of running, but looked straight up, as I said last week, I'm barely running a 5K in 37 minutes at the moment. This thing is 16K.
No.
And everyone was voting on the show saying, go for it, you'll be grand. Just
all the people who don't have to do it.
Exactly, exactly. But look, it's going ahead. And I don't really want to let my friend down either. I want to do it, but will I end up crossing the finish line in an ambulance? We'll have to just wait and see. So naturally, considering I got such a panic last week, realising it was a week away, you would think that I spent the weekend getting really fit and healthy to the best of my abilities. Well, I said, You know the way you always see this on your running apps, that they provide these options to have like a running diary, for example. It always pops up. I'd never really fill them out, to be honest, but it gives you an option for, like, you know, fill in the date and time and the type of shoes you were wearing, for example, and how you felt. So people might write like, oh, the legs were heavy for the first 2 miles but found a bit of rhythm later. They put in your effort level and, you know, any notes. So people might say like, oh look, focused on breathing and form, didn't sleep great last night, might have to adjust tomorrow's run. That's kind of the type of thing that people would write in.
Just so they can try and find a bit of joy in running and not have to admit that they hate it, which surely everyone does.
Exactly. So in the spirit of that, I'd like to welcome you to my running diary from this just weekend just gone.
Oh, great.
We bring back to Friday, the 8th of August, 2025. Shoes, Crocs. But in sports mode.
Well, that's fine.
How it
Yours
felt.
Are platform Crocs now, so I don't know.
Mind the ankles. I spent 3 hours sitting in the car. Stopped for a ham and coleslaw roll on the way to Limerick.
Oh, yes.
Doritos and a Coke. Zero.
It's okay. Skinny.
Effort. Gave it a good lash.
Yeah.
Notes. None of it counted as I listened to 10 minutes of a podcast about glucose.
Amazing.
Which I truly did.
You're ready.
We roll on. 8th of August, later that day. Shoes. My hairy Nike shoes.
Okay, now they're less practical.
How I felt. Great. Sure, I was out having drinks with my pal. Had peanuts. Effort, 10 out of 10. I was great crack.
Ah, yeah.
Notes, stayed up until 1 a.m. having a YouTube party. Always the best kind of way to end a night.
Oh my God, you gave it an absolute welly.
Welly. We move on. Date, 10th of August, 2025. Yesterday. Shoes. Crocs.
Of course.
Sports mode. How I felt. Tired and blah. Walked the dog. Effort, 2 out of 10. Notes. Did more ball throwing than walking. Very lazy of me. Dog was flying it though.
Well, that's fine.
Can I reiterate to you? It is Monday. I haven't even done a 5K in a week and this thing is on. Saturday. It is 16 kilometres. My friend who I'm doing this with reshared her charity link across the weekend with a recent data, say, reveal from her Strava app of a recent run that was 11 kilometres long in preparation for this 16K. God help us all.
Okay, I feel like we need to start thinking strategically about this. If you're going to do the run, we just need people to text us in their best shortcuts in Phoenix Park. Because that's like, at this stage, I don't know if I would be confident about you completing this. And that is, I say that with love and light.
I think
that your training schedule has been inspirational and definitely more than I
mean,
would
listen,
done.
If I was doing a marathon, I would just, Emma, can I have the insights, please, to your running diary? And
I wore Crocs and I watched YouTube videos.
And I had a Coke Zero with Doritos and a very juicy ham and coleslaw roll.
I mean, absolutely slay.
I'm absolutely screwed. Anyway, we'll see how we go. Here's Rossi Jazzy. This is High on Me at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're here with McDonald's. Hope all is good this morning. Oasis Fever has well and truly landed in Dublin. They're calling this like the biggest gigs of the decade in Ireland.
Oh my God, easily. Like, it's something people have looked forward to and thought would never happen for years and years. And obviously, like, the Oasis fandom is they're stans.
But to be honest with you, like, even growing up listening to Oasis, understanding their impact, watching the documentaries over the years, enjoying their music quite a lot, I don't think I could really consider. I think, for example, if I had a ticket right now, I'd probably feel a bit bad about it because I know there's so many other people who, you know, maybe deserve it more than me. Like, they could have done 7 nights in Croke Park and there'd still be people dying and desperate for tickets to get to see this.
100%.
Noel and Liam back together, happening this weekend. Is it Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Fiona, you're going.
Yes, and I don't feel guilty.
No, you shouldn't. No. You're probably more of an Oasis fan than me.
Well, yeah.
But basically, across the weekend, you can see Dublin kind of starting to get on board with this. And we're good with this, whether it's a big mural on a beach welcoming Taylor Swift to Ireland or whatever. But I have to give a massive shout to East Wall in particular this morning, and specifically Aldi on East Wall, who I'm not sure exactly how it was done. It does look like it was legitimate art that they have rebranded with. That Aldi East Wall has now been rebranded to Aldi. East is X'd out. Aldi Wonder Wall. And you know what?
Yeah.
It is a wondrous Aldi. It is a wondrous spot. It just stay like that forever. And I think that, honestly, we could be doing a little bit more as we're running out of time before the lads arrive this very weekend. And there's ways, I reckon, we could Oasis up this city ever so slightly more.
Go on.
All right. So on the back of... Are you ready for us, Phil?
Okay, mine aren't great now. I don't know if I'll compete with Aldi. Okay, but first I thought Rock and Roll Star, Rock and Roll Starbucks.
Hey, perfect.
Stand By Me, Stand By Mead. Maybe if you're heading out to Navan for a, you know, a jaunt.
Perfect.
Or out to Nobber.
I love it. If you could, any pharmacy across the city, just rebrand to the Live Forever Pharmacy.
Oh, that's excellent.
I'd be in there getting me supplements.
Oh, you would, surely. Let There Be Love, great Oasis song. Let There Be Little.
Yay!
I think that's good. Let's get Little on board.
Obviously, we have Champagne Supernova, Champagne Super Value.
Oh, I did Centra Supernova.
Hey!
But yours was so much better.
Any Chinese takeaway, just change to Wonder Walk right now.
Oh my God.
You're my Wonder Walk.
Oh, I need that. That's all I have.
Any of Electric Ireland's, just change to She's Electric Ireland, you know?
Easy.
Identify yourself, Electric Ireland.
Exactly.
Who are you?
Yeah. What's your gender or orientation?
The Roll With It Bakery.
Yes.
You gotta roll with it.
Of course.
Any coffee shop in Dublin right now, just put a little temporary sign over whatever your name is, and this is really bad.
Go on.
It's actually very, very hard. I'm thinking big shouts to Aldi Eastwall because their songs do not lend themselves to be punned up very easily. But the Don't Look Flat in Anger.
Yes. Oh my God.
For
exactly.
Coffee shop.
Pita bread's out. Get on those well risen rolls, is what I say.
And this is really poor. And I think wrap it here. Moore Street, Morning Glory Street.
I love it. Oh my God. It's going to be wall to wall bucket hats out there with this.
Honestly, so little you can do. I actually think that there's very little we can do apart from what Aldi have done on Eastwall because...
Hey, we gave it a good go.
Yeah, we sure did. So what night are you going?
Sunday.
Oh,
I know.
Can't even look at you.
Ah, stop. Don't look back in anger.
What kind of seats?
Standing. So I'll be right in the pit. Headbanging.
Unbelievable. Crystal now in the days on Spin.
The days are running out for me. My wedding is fast approaching. Oh, there we go. Well, it's
Wayne's
going to
make an honest woman out of you.
He is, finally, after nearly a decade together. 6th of November, that is the date. Write it down. No, you don't need to worry about that too much, you listening. But it's a big day for me. The three-month thing gave me a bit of a shock. It did send a shiver up my spine. I'm not the most organised with this wedding. I've talked about it before on the show. It's kind of been a whole last-minute affair. I'm trying to keep it as chill as possible.
Obviously, Fiona and I and Dave and Callum, we all met a few months ago. And at that point, just to tell you listening, there wasn't even a date set. Like, this has been very like, yeah, I think we're going to get married this year. Yeah. Yeah, like, just, I'm not sure, maybe November sometime. Maybe just keep November. Oh, yeah, we have a date now. She is the most, and honestly, it's kind of inspiring, but also terrifying, chilled out bride I've ever known,
now,
to be honest.
It sounds like I'm trying to be a legend. Like,
no.
I'm like, I don't care. But
no,
like, I struggle to get up to 90 with these things because, like, I'm quite anxious anyway. So I need to just keep things quite cool for myself. So I have ordered a dress. I did go to a few of those dress trying on situations, which you have to pay £25 for, by the way. Now, all love and light to the people who work in these shops. They're doing very hard work. I know, like, you probably get fussy people in who want all sorts. You're pulling these dresses. They don't like it. You're pulling them in of them, pulling them out of them. I have ended up ordering my dress online. It's coming from America. It's vintage. I got it on Etsy. I really hope it works out because otherwise there's no returns. I hope I'm measured myself correctly and all the rest. But what I am asking you this morning is, how many wedding dresses did you try on before you found the one?
Maybe you don't remember the exact number, but a ballpark. Yeah,
like, were you in and out of all those boutiques, heartbroken, your ma and your bridesmaids trailing along with you? Or did you just go by yourself, try on one and be like, that is it? Let us know this morning. Text us in, WhatsApp. We love a voice note, 087 711 1038.
She did mention she's an anxious girly, so I think she's doing these things just to try and maybe get a bit of reassurance. But to be honest with you, I think if you did try on multiples, no harm to tell this girl that she needs to kind of pull up her socks about this wedding in three months' time a little bit.
I know some people try on loads and then they actually go back to the very first one they ever tried on. So I really love these stories from everyone, just how the wedding dress journey was. So please,
and
let us know.
Maybe same goes for the suit that the lads are wearing as well.
Absolutely.
Did you try on loads of them?
Get
in touch. Let us know, how many wedding dresses or suits did you try on before your wedding? 087 711 1038. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
How are you getting on? All right, this morning on the show, I've been asking you, how many wedding dresses did you try on until you found the one that you knew was going to be it? Was it an instant decision? Was it a decision you were able to commit to? We're asking that this morning, 0877111038. We'd love your voice notes on this. I am asking because my wedding is now less than 3 months away. I've been struggling. I've mostly been struggling with the concept of spending like 2-3 grand on a dress, which is what
is,
like,
that, is that what they're going for?
Yeah, like that's what I've been seeing in boutiques that I've tried
really?
On. And sorry, the boutiques are gorgeous. The people working there are incredible, so helpful. And but I cannot like make my peace with parting ways for a dress I'm going to wear once. There's loads of amazing pre-loved boutiques. There's like Bernardo's that does pre-loved wedding dress for a lot cheaper.
Amazing.
But what I've done instead of you know, going and trying any more on, because my head was wrecked with that, I've ordered one online off Etsy. After I ordered it, I noticed it was no returns.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is just not ideal. I've measured myself. Have I measured myself correctly? It's me, so likely no. I don't know what this dress is going to be like when it arrives.
Dying for this to be like a one and done situation, and she kind of just is hoping that this wedding magically puts itself together. Up until last week, they didn't have an officiate. Is that right?
Yeah, but that is what happens. And I also forgot, when you go and get your green book, like register your intent to marry. We're doing that tomorrow. Thank God I checked my emails yesterday, because I was just, we were doing a bit of admin for the wedding, and I was like, oh God, that's tomorrow.
But
I have to.
Fiona, honestly, is the kind of person. She's so chill about this that like a few weeks or months ago when she very casually, not at all fretting, mentioned, I don't know if we're going to have someone to actually marry us, you know, we'll just do the kind of wedding on the day, but sure, we might just go and get like legally married like sometime next year. Like, that's how chill this girl is about it. Look, we're wondering, how many dresses did you try on until you found the one? It might be a one and done situation if Caroline's anything to go by.
I tried on one wedding dress, went to the bridal shop and paid my deposit, €500 deposit. Yeah, great. This was the dress of my dreams.
Sounds good, doesn't
that's
it?
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I know it takes a bit of a nasty turn here for you, to be honest.
2 or 3 days later, no, that's not my dress.
Oh.
Rang them up, said, look, no, I've made a mistake. I said, no, sorry, it's ordered. You can't get your deposit back.
I wonder why they do that with the whole deposit situation. Is it just because people are, you know, it's one of those things where you really have to know what you're doing, because it's...
They have to
You could
to
change
order.
Your mind a million times
yeah,
on this,
and they
you?
Have to order the dress from, like, I think it's often, like, Australia a lot of them come from, or far away, so it's an expense for them. But, oh my God, that stressed me out.
Well, it gets even worse.
I factored in the money that I'd spent, the money that I'd lost, all in all, my dress, and ended up costing me, so probably €2,000 altogether.
Sick. Is that the average cost of a dress? €2,000?
Yeah.
What?
I went into a place recently. I can't name them. I tried on a few dresses. I was like, yeah, they were lovely. Honestly, you're almost saying they're lovely for the benefit of the girl who's helping you try on. In your head, you're like, I'm not trying on any of these. She was like, I'll write down the details for a few of them. They were between $5,000 and $7,000.
Are you serious?
I just took that envelope. I showed it to my mom, my sister, and I was like, you are messing.
Do they produce the price in an envelope?
Yeah, like they don't. It's very unclassy to say it out loud to you.
Really?
You know, so it has to be handed to you in a little envelope. You can't say those figures out loud.
Tell us this. How many dresses did you try on until you found the one? This girl needs to get a little bit of a fright, I feel, this morning. Voice notes, 087-711-1038. This is the follow-up to Undressed from Somber. It's called Back to Friends on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Calvin Harris, Clementine Douglas and Blessings here on Spin. Kind of apt this morning.
It is. Blessings on my upcoming nuptials.
Yes, indeed.
This morning on the show, I'm asking you, how many wedding dresses did you try on until you found the one? I'm asking because I've tried on a few. I kind of haven't enjoyed the whole process. I've ordered myself a dress online. After ordering it, realised it's no refunds. Now, it was 250 quid. So, like, it's not, you know, like two grand.
I'm out here. Wow, good for you.
But I really hope it's okay when it gets here and that I know, yes, that's the one, that's my dress. I'm happy with that.
Is that normal to tell everyone how much you spent in a dress, or is it normally a private affair?
I just don't want people to think that I've ordered a dress and that it's no refunds and that it's $3,000 or something.
Right,
I'm not Donald Trump over here, you know what I mean?
Well, obviously lots of people coming through on this morning. Sinead, how many wedding dresses did you try on before you found the one?
I tried on like the second wedding dress and I knew what was for me. I went in and I was like, I want long sleeves, and it was just the dress for me.
Oh my God, that's amazing. And did you have anyone with you?
I had my mom, my mother-in-law, and my sister. Oh. And they knew I was going to pick that one.
And you never had
when
any
you know,
doubts?
You know.
Oh, I love that. So you never had any doubts
and
about
it? And I got it like 2 years. I got it like 2 years before I got married.
Whoa.
And I still loved it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
I'm married a year and a half.
Sinead, you're an organized queen.
Say that again, Sinead, sorry.
I'm married a year and a half and I'm still obsessed with dress.
Oh my God.
Sinead, how do you feel about Fiona ordering a dress, committing to a dress that she hasn't tried on?
And it's no refunds.
Listen, I think that's great. My cousin got married during COVID and she bought a dress online and it was her dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. It'll be perfect.
Oh, I know a girl who got her dress in AliExpress and it was gorgeous.
Okay, stunning.
Once you have your hair and makeup done, I'm telling you, perfect.
And that's booked in thanks to Emma. She helped me get a moo as I was all looking up.
Here you go. You're sorted.
She's too chill for my liking, Sinead. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sinead.
No problem. Have a great day.
Bye, girl.
Bye, bye. Also hanging on there is Kate. How many did you try on, Kate?
Oh, Jesus. Was not expecting this call.
We followed through with everything here.
I basically went to a White and Gold up in Dublin.
Lovely.
And fell in love with a dress up there. So tried it on, took it home and loved it. And then I listed on Rebrite.
Amazing. I look at this place all the time, actually.
So Rebrite, it's like people who have like pre-loved wedding dresses.
Yeah,
right?
Like you've obviously bought your wedding dress, you've worn it once and then...
Yeah. And it's, I think it's mainly just in Ireland, so it's kind of a little bit safer.
And did this work? So someone, I know this happens, someone comes to your house then to try on the dress. Like
yeah,
they're not put up
like
in a
it
shop.
Was a bit scary, not going to lie. I was like, are they a serial killer or are they not? But I was here's my address. here's my address, come to my home.
And did just one person come and try on the dress and then purchase it? Wow.
Just one.
Easy.
And then it was kind of funny because I just met her, but then I was like having to help her try on the dress. Because obviously you can't put on a wedding dress yourself.
You
so I was like, I'll just wait outside.
Aww.
And then she started calling me. She was like, can you please come in and help me zip this up?
That is such a big experience for you and this random gal. And like,
she bought it.
It must be an incredible dress, Kate. So it was the second dress tried on, and it was the first dress that this girlie came and tried on. So it must be stunning.
No, it was. It's real silk. Like it was just gorgeous. It was like off the shoulder. Unbelievable. Yeah, no, it was fab.
And Camille, I can already hear the way you're talking about it. Were you kind of sad to see it go, even though it's good you got your money back?
Yeah. When she tried it on, I was like, how badly do I want to get rid of this dress? I was like, that looks really good on her.
Yeah, it's like when you're a kid and you didn't want to play with that toy, but then your sister starts playing with it and you're like, that's mine.
That's exactly it. She was like, how does it look? I was like, that looks amazing on you.
Oh my God.
True, it's a bit weird, but yeah. I needed the money because I'm after moving into a new house. So I was like, that's going to be half my kitchen. So I was
God. Worth every penny. Okay.
Every time you make a cup of tea, you'll be like, glad I got rid of that dress all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's a great website to have a look on it. Definitely.
Amazing. I will have a look at that for sure. Thank you so much, Kate.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a million. See you later.
Girl.
Bye.
Bye. What you could do then as well is if the dress does arrive, for example, and you don't like it, just shove it straight up there.
So true.
You know?
But I don't know. I'll have to check if it's real silk up to Kate's standards.
Fiona's getting married in a few months' time, 3 months and counting, even less than 3 months. Mm-hmm. And she's ordered a wedding dress online. Kind of nervous about the situation because obviously she hasn't tried it on.
No.
And I was asking you this morning, how many wedding dresses have you tried on? And what's coming in is a lot of love from the girlos about their wedding dresses.
I love
it. As in people who are like, I'm still utterly obsessed with my wedding dress, which is so nice. For example, this is in from Grace.
It was like everything and more. Like the sleeves came off the dress. It was like a second dress I had. It was absolutely amazing. Like I'd wear it now every day if I could. Aww. Like it just showed like it just gave me a figure I didn't even have.
And then Aoife was on from Swords. We're married coming up 23 years and I still love my dress.
I love to hear that so much. I love to hear that people had like the best day on their wedding and that they loved their dress and that it was a ball. Like, that's all you want. Like, you've spent so much money.
Yeah, fact, yeah.
And you just want to enjoy. Oh my God, this is actually really heartwarming. I don't think it's helped me at all, but I just really like hearing everyone's story.
Look, maybe this dress from Etsy is the dress that you'll still love in 23 years time.
I'm
you just
really
don't know.
I'm hoping so.
When's it due to arrive?
I think it's like the 22nd of August or something.
Another 11 days.
In transit. So thoughts and prayers with me, girls.
We'll wait with bated breath.
1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, how's it going? It's Em and Fiona. Dave on his holidays this week. What's the crack?
How he's getting on? Definitely getting a little bit darker in the mornings. I know some people hate when that's brought up. I don't really mind it, but I'm kind of noticing it when I'm getting ready to come in here. When I first started working on the show, I feel like my partner Dwayne would wake up and be like, good morning, good luck and love you. And now obviously he's dead asleep. But I did something this morning. I like to think get ready very quietly. I mean, he doesn't wake up usually. But I had to give the hair an old spray of a dry shampoo today. And that sounds like a bullet coming out of a gun.
I didn't
realise how loud it was. And it was the first spritz out of this particular can. And he woke up and was like, Jesus! I think he thought someone was breaking in. I was like, yeah, that's just my Batiste, love.
You know, I'm a devil for doing this. My mom would always give out to me growing up, I hate blow drying my hair. So I slept with it wet last night.
Oh, Emma,
I know.
Terrible.
And then I was so cold this morning, I was like, I'm going to be really considerate and I'm not going to get the hairdryer going at, you know, 5:50 or 5:44 a.m.
Yeah.
So I did not, and my hair is on the top of my head and I'm shivering. That's how good I am.
God, you're a martyr. Sorry, I forgot. That's the obvious way louder thing I could have done. Blow dried my hair, but I wouldn't be quite as organized enough to wash it. God, no.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
There you go.
Listen, as the resident, what would you say?
Impression/accent
queen
aficionado
on this show,
I would say for sure.
They call me Emma Maria Rosenstock Nolan. I would like to bring you this story with confidence. Scarlett Johansson, right? One of the world's highest grossing actors in the world. And she's had a really big year, really busy year, booked and busy, Jurassic World Rebirth. She's also set to star in this new movie that people are talking about a lot online at the moment. It's called My Mother's Wedding. And Kirsten Scott Thomas and Sienna Miller are also in it. I was watching the trailer for it this morning.
Okay.
Looks like a bit of crack. Essentially, these are three grown women daughters and their older mom is getting remarried.
Kind
of strikes me as kind of a bit of a British comedy. Just a bit of a laugh, rom-com. Darling. But the new clip from the show shows Scarlett Johansson using an English accent and people are not happy at all, okay? I mean, again, just to call back to the person here who is Emma Maria Rosenstock Nolan and has the most talented tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird, but you know what I mean. I think I have every right to criticise Scarlett Johansson's accent here. For example, this is one clip from the trailer that people are giving out about. To be honest, and being really honest, I don't see a single problem with this. But anyway.
Everyone wishes it was you two getting married tomorrow.
We are happy as it is, Mum.
We are happy as it is, Mum. That's Scarlett there.
That's not enough. I can't know.
I know, it is hard. And there are just little mini clips. I have a few more to bring you from this. But for now, it's this.
Everyone wishes it was you two getting married tomorrow.
We are happy as it is, Mum.
Yeah, it's a bit breathy.
I'd like to bring you my version of that, okay?
Okay.
An English accent, a posh English accent. We are perfectly content as we are, Mummy.
Whoa. Hey, I don't know how far into production this film is. I assume at the end, seeing as the trailer is out. But you need to contact Emma Nolan and go all calls through me, her agent.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, here's another clip people are giving out about.
I cannot make a decision about us. I've had an awful day.
Oh, that's bad.
Do you think so? Really, is it? See, I don't even know if that's bad.
I cannot make a decision about us. I've had an awful day.
Awful is bad, yeah. So I'd like to bring you this. I simply can't make a decision about us right now. It's been an utterly dreadful day.
Oh my God. Is that Kate Winslet in The Holiday? Wow.
And the final clip that has people going mad from Scarlett.
Mummy, tonight is your last night as a Munson.
What? You're not going to change your name again.
So again, that's she only features in that tiny bit saying, what? You're not going to change your name again. So overall, you're listening out for that last voice.
Mummy, tonight is your last night as a Munson.
What? You're not going to change your name again.
It kind of gets, it starts American, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're not. I know American or English people do love that plummy what.
Yeah.
But okay, yeah. No, look, not great. But I mean, she's great to look at. Watch it on mute, for God's sake.
I'd like to bring you, pardon? You're not planning to change your name again, are you, Mummy?
Whoa.
I think I'm getting good, guys.
Emma. Pride and Prejudice. Who is she?
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or
no,
not.
No, you're actually very good and a lot better than like multi-award winning actress Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Get in, girl.
Lewis Capaldi now at Spin. Disco Lines, Tinashe, that is No Broke Boys on Spin. I have seen that all over my TikTok. I actually, for the first time in forever, spent ages on TikTok over the weekend.
Oh,
so
on.
Fun. Don't know why I'm not there more. It's such a laugh.
Oh my God, get back on. Join us. Join the party.
It's good crack.
And speaking of No Broke Boys, wow, the music is very apt all morning this morning. The price of Freddos are in the news again. We are hearkening back to last month when these divas commented on the price they were experiencing.
This is the kids, is it?
Yes.
I apologise.
No, take your time, Queen.
So recently I've noticed that the Freddo prices have gone up by about 10 cents, and I'm not very happy about it. I've had to go to Aldi and buy the on-brand because it's just too expensive.
These are the kids that were chatting to RT News, wasn't it, about Freddo prices?
Yes, if you never saw that clip, I would really recommend scrolling back on RT's Instagram page to last month and find it. But it's a less cute telling of the story, but it's an interesting... Nonetheless, Leonie Wadden, daughter of Freddo inventor Harry Melbourne, has expressed her dismay over the modern pricing of the Freddo. She, not just the pricing, but the size. She says it's too small and far too expensive. She said Dad was disgusted with how small it is now and how much they charge for it. He'd roll over in his grave if he could see it now. So I suppose maybe he saw a version of how small and expensive it had gotten, but now in 2025, how even smaller and expensive. She said he'd roll in his grave, and she said since Dad died I haven't bought a Freddo.
Yeah, and you know what, she's dead right. Yesterday I this is the God honest truth, I fancied a little bit of chalk and I was in the shop picking up some popcorn. I like a bit of popcorn sometimes. I had a bit of work to do and I said I'll pick it some popcorn,
bit of Manhattan.
I said oh what a bit, but yeah, lovely,
fair out.
Also mad money.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, do you know what's great with popcorn, bit of chalk. Didn't want to commit to a big Dairy Milk or anything. And I saw a Freddo and I paid for it. And guess how much it was?
Go on,
I won't name and shame the shop, but it's very central in Dublin City Centre. 120.
What?
Yeah, I should have given it back, but
120.
€1.20 for a Freddo in Dublin City Centre in the
Stop.
Shop.
Yeah. Because, you know, this is the reason that people like talk about Freddos and price inflation a lot is because if Freddos went by regular inflation, like the way that, like, say, the living wage has gone up, that minimum wage has gone up, they would be priced today at 29 cents.
Wow. Okay.
Like, say, when they started off as 10 cents in the 90s or 10p, it would have been back then. That's only how much they should have gone up. But they're...
I'm really bad at maths, but I understand what you're saying. If they're to match like the...
regular inflation.
Yeah.
How much like usual things inflation.
29 cents.
They're up 200% since 2000, Jeez. Which is the highest anything is up. I was looking on this. It's actually an English article because it's hard to kind of find stuff like this in Ireland. But it's the highest inflation out of everything. Electricity bills, house prices, white loaf of bread. Say, for example, a white loaf of bread has gone up 106% only from 2000. It was 52p in the UK. It's now £1.07. But Freddos have gone up 200%.
That's crazy. And you know, honestly, I wouldn't have survived school without Freddos. They literally kept us alive.
No.
Yeah, like you'd go in, I think at the time they were 25 cents. Literally for lunch, everyone went in and got 4 Freddos for a euro. And that's what honestly got people through their Leaving Cert. It's
exactly.
Mad.
And so the But company who like manufactures Freddo, obviously it's Cadbury's, but I think it's like Mondelez, who is the owner of Cadbury's,
right,
has said that the retailer is the one setting the prices. So everyone's blaming each other because some people say it's like the rising prices of cocoa and the rising prices of sugar and like manufacturing costs and everything. But they've also gotten smaller as well. So how are you gonna explain that away, Mondelez?
I have to go back to last week when I went and picked up tomatoes, and it makes sense for them to be two by two by two, but there was five in the box. Five.
Ah, that's desperate.
They're all just banging off each other, damaging each other.
Throw in the sixth tomato for the girls.
This is Spin. There's only young.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
We want to get you on your holidays to Fortaventura.
Beautiful.
Robin's on the line this morning. How are you and how was your weekend?
Just chilled all weekend.
Nice.
Oh, very good. We love
what
that.
What is your chilling entail? Is it couch? Is it bed? Is it Netflix? Is it snacks?
Bed and Netflix this weekend.
Anything, yes. Anything you've been enjoying on Netflix recently, Robin?
Just finished Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Oh my God, you flew through that. It's only out.
Yeah, we binged it in a day.
When she said she was chilling for the weekend, she said, I'm chilling for the weekend. Okay, good stuff. And when's the last time you got yourself on holidays?
Oh, last time I was on holidays, like 2 years, I'd say.
Whoa, Robin needs a holiday.
She needs to chill abroad, girl.
You do, yeah. You can bring your Netflix over there with you if you want. I'm sure there's a telly in the room up here in Vacances. All right, Robin, have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs and artists do you have to guess?
5.
That is it. No flies on Robin. Guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you will win the holiday to Fortaventura. Okay, so this is the golden ticket. If there's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing, but there is a swap. So if you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you're stuck on. You only get one swap, so do use it wisely and just bear in mind you cannot swap the final song. Now, we can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that make sense, Robin?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you, girl. Do you know kind of we've adopted some rules to make this a bit more doable for songs 1 and 2? Are you aware of those?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I have a good feeling about Robin.
Here we go, Robin. We're wishing you the very best of luck. We are dying to give this holiday away. We want you to win it. Here we go. Song 1 on Emma Day's Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
Beautiful. You know the crack. Sabrina.
Oh my God.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso.
You got that in just 2 seconds, Robin. Even I'd argue a little bit less. So you have 23 seconds left for 4 songs. An incredible average. I like your chances.
Here we go, Robin. Song 2. Take a deep breath. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I'm at a party I don't
want to be at. Ed Sheeran, I Don't Care.
Yes! Whoa, Robin,
incredible.
You smashed it.
3 seconds for that one.
Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber and I Don't Care. We are starting off very strong here, Robin.
20 songs left, or 20 seconds. 20 songs for you to get through, Robin. 20 seconds left for 4 songs. You still have your, or for 3 songs, you still have your swap remaining. It's very exciting.
Here we go, Robin. Are you good to go with song 3?
Yeah.
It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
That was The Weeknd and his song Dancing in the Flames, but not to worry, that is gone now.
We have reset the clock back to 20 seconds. A new song 3 playing for you right now in a second.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You want the girl with the small waist
and the perfect smile. Kate McKay, Superboy.
No, she's something.
So
not
sad.
No. You told me I shouldn't stress out. She's all
mad. So mad.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm sick. I thought you had it there.
Oh, God. That was a tough one.
It's Tate McRae and her song, She's All I Want to Be.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew the penny would drop. She just has so many bangers. Robin, I'm so sorry. You were smashing it. Even Ed Sheeran, I Don't Care is a song from a few years ago now. Not to worry. I appreciate you coming on and have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to try all over again tomorrow. Yes. As we continue to do, we will be again minus Callum and Dave tomorrow. So another chance to rub it in and try and give it away while they're not here. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to enter, you can do for tomorrow now. We'll keep an eye out for you. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts. Let's go.
What do you think about Fiona?
Well, I'll tell you now on Fiona's Final Thoughts, everyone's favourite part of the show, when I get to think about, talk about whatever I want. And this is just a cautionary tale to anyone. Maybe this is a bit specific to me, but I'll issue the warning nonetheless. Anyone who's ever thought, Jesus, I'll order an unpainted radiator cover online and I'll paint that myself.
Why are radiator covers so in right now, first of all, is because apparently radiators are ugly.
Well, I guess, yeah, like it kind of, it gives you a bit of a shelf and it kind of makes you look like you live in like Bridgerton times.
Yes, I also would say about these radiator shelves or covers though, I keep thinking, I don't have one, obviously I don't own my own home, but I would always think, are they not holding in the heat?
I think the heat all comes out through these little holes that I'll show you of the one that I have painted. Now, these radiator covers, okay? I was looking at them online. I was like, how expensive can they be? In Woody's, they're about 180 quid for the size I need. And I said, no, no, get myself to a little known website that I predict is going to be good, big in a few years. It's called Amazon. and it's a real mom and pop shop. Just kind of a small business doing what they can. And I found... I wanted an unpainted radiator cover because I want to paint it green because that's kind of going with my aesthetic, right? Mm. And I found an unpainted, I don't know what that wood is. That's like that fake wood that like wardrobes are made out of. I think it's called like MDF or something. That's definitely the wrong initials.
I get
like
what you're saying.
It's like a free initial thing like that. And okay, so I ordered this. It was like 60 quid.
Right.
And my partner, Dwayne, put it together for me while I was away at All Together Now.
That was kind.
And he said, that thing nearly killed me. And I was like, how hard could it be? Like, it's a few. And he was like, it was the most difficult thing to put together. It's crap. It's cheap. It's horrendous. It's going to fall down. Mm. And I was like, love it. Love that for us. I took it out to the back garden yesterday and I was like, let me do a bit of painting. This would be gorgeous. Like, put some podcasts on and just get lost. Mm. Get lost in, you know, my art. It is the most awkward thing to paint. So to paint you a picture, it's like it's a radiator cover and it's got these holes in between that are kind of like a little cross design, right, to make it look like intricate, but you have to paint the inside
of
all of those. Mm. And it took me all day. My entire body is paint,
right?
I had a shower, it's still all there. I had to then like lift up this thing. I was like, where do I put it? Why did I start painting it outside?
Yeah, because now it's you're committed to it being outside. Yeah. And it could rain or anything.
And if I lift it up, it's like it's made out of cornflakes boxes and it just breaks apart again. So
no.
I had to call down Dwayne and I was like, can you help me put this in, aka can you do it so I can just wash my hands of this? So it's wet paint. Our shed is already chocka with a load of crap and he had to try and find a way. Like, I was kind of fake helping him carry it for a while. Yeah. And eventually he was like, just leave it, I'll do this by myself, you know, when you admit defeat in that way.
You're lucky it didn't rain last night.
Oh no, well, like I put it in, but it's, yeah, so I've only started like the white layer underneath and now I have to paint it green. Ugh. And I just am like,
allergic.
Can I throw this in the bin?
You're thinking back to that 120 euro one that you
thinking
said, you
maybe
know what?
I need to start valuing my time.
You know what I have to do today or this week? I have to paint my skirting boards because the dog's after going at them.
Oh no.
I got the paint and all the bics and the sandpaper and all the rest. So yeah, not as annoying as you, but
still though.
Weird, we're both painting this week.
Oh my God.
Who would have thunk
it? Are we grown up?
Here's